Hello and welcome to the Fosdem's Security Dev Room. This is a talk about elliptic curves in free and open source software. The room's audio and video wasn't recorded properly, so I will record my voice on top of these slides trying to fix it. My name is Sergi Blanc-Torné and I do this activity as a member of Collabora. Here's the overline of the presentation, and the first thing that we will do is an overview of elliptic curves themselves. The first question to talk about is the what. So what's an elliptic curve? And this will follow everything else in this talk. An elliptic curve is a function, and over the finite fields is understood as a congruency with an odd number, and it must satisfy the condition to not have singular points. And mathematically we know that because it has a non-zero discriminant. This is how an elliptic curve plot in the real plane looks like. Perhaps even it's an image that looks familiar. But if we plot it over a small finite field, this is how it looks like. So you will see that the real numbers extends to the infinity, but this is not happening over a finite field. So to later do the maths, we need to union this set of points to the point of infinity to set something that is complete. Once we have a set of points of an elliptic curve with this point at infinity, we can define a cyclic subgroup that is where the crypto will happen. An important thing to mention is the notation. If you see here, is different than the crypto over finite fields that we may used to, but the difference is that here we're using additive notation instead of the multiplicative one. Perhaps you already seen before. The same way in elliptic curves, we have a generator of the cyclic group that we provide as the strength required to do crypto. The order or the size of this cyclic group must be big enough, and there is a relationship between the number of points of this elliptic curve and the order of this cyclic subgroup. This is called the cofactor, and this is a very important parameter that will affect almost everything later on. Until here, the hard math. I don't need for this talk to enter further to explain the torsion points or even isogenies. The first proposal to use elliptic curves in cryptology comes from independent proposals from Koblitz and Miller. The functions commonly used here are the Weierstrass reduced form, and they are different when it's defined over a primary field or when it's defined over a field extension. But they are subsets of the parameterization of the Weierstrass normal form. A common variety of the elliptic curves are the Montgomery curves that follows this formula, and these curves are used together with the map to the Edward curves, and you will often hear about if they are twisted or not. And there is a recent proposal to use what's so-called double odd curves that takes benefit from another map to Jacobi quartic curves. And these last two mappings are important for the current evolution of the elliptic curve cryptography. Next question is why. Why elliptic curves are better to set up cryptography than the common and generalized use of finite fields? The first benefit is the size of this prime P that is required to be much larger in finite fields, 2000 up to 4000 bits nowadays, when in elliptic curves you can have the equivalent sizes between around 250 and 500 bits. This statement has a but that has to be remarked here. The size of the finite field over which the elliptic curve is defined is smaller, so the operations are over the smaller numbers, but the operations between the points required much more operations over the underlying finite field. So don't expect them to be much different in time. Another difference is that the elliptic curves can be defined over more fields than the finite ones, as they are the characteristic two file extensions, but the most important advantage that the elliptic curves gives us is the possibility to use a different elliptic curve over the same finite field. This is a huge impact over the cryptanalysis, because one cannot reuse efficiently the cryptanalysis made over one curve when you are using a different one. And the main beneficiary of this feature is the embedded systems that doesn't need to change the size of the calculations by resetting the curve. Next element in the outline is the standards defined for the elliptic curves cryptography. The first standards that I know about were from the 2000s in the text of the NIST or the ANSI, standardized specifics and single elliptic curves for different sizes. It is important to mention that X962 specifically mentioned that the shared elliptic cure means to share the cryptanalysis. With them, more elliptic cures come to the scene, and new standards that specify different cures but over the same variety. In the two decades that passes, many more standards come to the scene, but fundamentally fixing single elliptic cures for a specific finite field size. I couldn't do this presentation without remembering XKCD. Let's go talk on the main thing on this presentation, that is the implementations. Here is the non-exhaustive table of different tools and packages that I know that they have elliptic cures implemented. First implementation is the OpenSSL, because if I'm not wrong, were the first implementation of elliptic cures in free software. And they made the implementation in both underlying fields, finite fields and characteristic 2. The next one is the libgcrypt that promotes a patch that I've made in the bachelor degree for the GNUPG 1.4. And then many other implements the elliptic curves like GNU TLS and later on the kernel itself. After that, the boom happens and many more implements this cryptography setup. And with the proposal of the new elliptic curves of using Edwards curves, almost all of them have also included the math to work with this elliptic curve. One place where the elliptic curves are present for the general public is the Tor network. I haven't listed them before because from my point of view, it's in a very special case. The only addresses in the version 2 of the specs use a truncated hash of an RSA key embedded within the 16 characters of the onion address. With this version 3, there is no truncation and it contains completely the public key. And this public key is a point of an elliptic curve using the standard Edwards curve. With this concatenation, we have these 56 characters currently used in the onion addresses. Some smart tricks has been necessary because the torsion component of this curve that is related with the fact that it has a cofactor 8. There could be multiple equivalent addresses pointing to the same service. So continue with those new elliptic curves and more standards that are coming. First of all, this Edward curve, that is a Montgomery curve with a variational map with two Edward curves. One is twisted and the other is non-twisted. And as explained in the standard, there are some constraints to have better choices in the range, so those are the parameters proposed. And this standard gives us one specific curve for the 255 bits and a second curve with a bigger strength of 448 bits. Both using this map to other curves to move the domain of some operations to the curve that can do it better and faster to later go back to the elliptic one. Following this idea of plotting elliptic curves, you can see here the plot over the real numbers, as well as the same plot, the same curve, but over a small finite field. The last curve plotted here is the pair of twisted and untwisted curves. What makes those curves special is that they have been designed to avoid common issues we learn with implementations of elliptic curves, so they are designed to be immune to timing attacks. There is a relatively new proposal to use another Montgomery curve. This time the prime P to define the finite field is different depending if the purpose is to encrypt or if the purpose is for digital signatures. And in this case, we have a much better cofactor, that is 2. In this proposal, they are taking benefit also from the mapping to the Edward curves. And in this case, a plot over the reals showed a very different shape with coordinates origin in the most left-hand side of the curve. By the way, this is something you don't see visually in the plot over a small finite field, but is an interesting property of this variety. Even more recently, it has been proposed to upgrade this with the use of another mapping to a Jacobi quartic curve that improve the coordinates transformation and the operations in the map much better. It makes operation faster and signatures shorter. Then let's go to see if we can choose our elliptic curve. There is a draft talking about the Ristretto and the CAF, and later we will talk about the Zoo. Decaf is a technique mainly thought to construct elliptic curves with a small cofactor, but bigger than one. And then comes ristretto, an extension of this technique to for the variety of curves where the Edward curves in 255-bit are. This proposal takes advantage from both mappings, so this is proposing to use the variety of elliptic curves taking benefit from the advantages of those two maps, Edwards and Jacobi-Quartic, and this is not to specify a single curve. This is a very important step. This is to specify and standardize the maths and the operations to work with a complete variety of elliptic curves. Perhaps some smart cryptographers have started to move in the direction to give us the possibility to not share elliptic curves between each other. This reminds me a paper from 2015 from Lenstra and Velowski that talks about the zoo. A zoo of actors in this proposal to have a public and auditable generator of elliptic curves. So let's go into the details, which are the members of this zoo. First of all, is an important sloth, and this is a hash algorithm that requires time. It is slow by design. There is a unicorn that comes to the scene, and this is a special random number generator. It is not the usual random number generator because it is made to allow all of us to influence the result. We can influence and verify that our contribution is included. What makes it good is that a counter-contribution is hard, so it is hard for another participant to prepare a contribution and counteract our one. The next element in this zoo is the T-Rex. I'm not sure if this is a real way to pronounce this T-R-X. This member of the zoo uses the unicorn to stream a trustly random generator of elliptic curves parameters fitting cryptography requirements. With this, we all can influence the generator of a fresh elliptic curve and verify our contribution. But no one can counteract our contribution effectively. The result cannot be known beforehand and cannot be manipulated to provide previously known results. This prevents prior cryptanalysis and also provides confidence about how the parameters were selected. Link to the ANSI X962 about the fact that we are sharing elliptic curves, we are sharing also cryptanalysis together with the fact that it is expensive to generate an elliptic curve cryptographically good, and also together with the movement to standardize a variety of elliptic curves but not a single one. We can set as a corollary that by saying that there is a movement to fix this small set of elliptic curves that we've been struggling during 2 decades. It seems that we are working a very nice path in elliptic curves, and free software is the only actor that can provide this trustly elliptic curves generator. So that's all, and now the video and audio from the room gets back. So that's all from my side in this little review on the elliptic curves itself and thinking in the implementations in free software.
Hi. You were talking about standardization of curves, but with a lot of the new cryptography techniques like zero knowledge, homomorphic encryption, MPC, VDFs, and then even when you start talking about recursion and curve cycles and pairing friendly curves, each time it seems people try to standardize curves, they then discover like, oh, there's some new property, like maybe unknown order groups or hyperelliptic.
I think the movement of this ristretto and decaf goes in the direction in instead of standardize an elliptic curve itself, it's standardizing a variety of elliptic curves. Then you have the operations and the maths to work with any elliptic curves in this variety. So this will bring us the possibility to have this, like another service that is providing random elliptic curves on the net, and you can pick one from there and forget about the thing that we are sharing the same elliptic curves. That is the way that the old, the current standards that exist are fixing an elliptic curve, one or another, but fixing a specific one. I have answered it because you say about homomorphic, but homomorphic is.
Homomorphic is huge. It's a very interesting field, but it's huge field, homomorphic.
Okay, I can see another question.
In many protocols and also in IoT devices, you are bottlenecked by speed and also by signature size. You said that with Jacobi quartic curve, you can go faster and also smaller. How fast, how much faster and how much smaller?
I have in mind, the paper of the Jacobi quartic people, it's the speed is explained. I don't have the numbers on mine now. I have the numbers on mine about the size, because the sizes in signatures in elliptic curves are 64 bytes. And the proposal, the schema they propose for the Jacobi quartic, it's 84 bytes. So it's like a third smaller.
But it's still bigger than BLS signatures, who are about 32 to 48, because you only need a single point on curve.
In the signature, you are not putting only the point. There are three. If I remember correctly, there are three.
BLS signatures, it's only one point.
Which signature?
BLS from Dan Bonney.
Mm-hmm. But it's longer than, it's shorter than 48 bytes.
It depends on the base curve you use, but it's only, so if you use, 32 byte signatures are not deemed secure enough because mm-hmm. you have pairing issues, but 48 provides 128 bytes of bits of security, so, yeah.
What I know is in the Edward Curbs variety, the signature are 64 bytes.
Okay, are there any questions? No, then.
Have you looked at Genus 2 curves? Because I saw that they actually outperform Genus 2.
Yeah.
They outperform the Genus 1. I saw DJB was really into that.
You are hyperelliptic curves.
Yeah, the Picard group.
This is a very nice subject also. I think banks are the ones that are putting more money in hyperelliptic curves. They are not using points, they are using a matrix that is a Jacobian of the point. I only heard about banks putting money there, and not there is. I haven't seen an implementation in open source.
Any other? Well, no, thank you.